This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can we just go, please? We go? Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, and you know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I want to leave. You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's you. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now a word from one of the members of Tavares.
Ski-wack, I hate you. I hate your big, fat, false hair.
Your show, your way. The Don and Mike Show.
Right now. This is where we're going to put two crazy tastes together. Almost like you got peanut butter in my chocolate, you got chocolate in my peanut butter. Mm. As you know, Buzz... And this is, let me turn the happy disco music off so you know that this is not a goof. Many years ago, he will tell you, long ago, really it was just months ago, Buzz was a swinger.
Mm-hmm.
He and Marcia actually did swing.
Every weekend. It was experimentation when we were young.
All right, so you and your wife, mm-hmm, have been married 25 years now.
30, actually.
30, excuse me, Buzz. Yeah. You shared her with another man, and you shared yourself with another woman.
Something like that.
You can see it all incidentally on HBO's Real Sex 7.
It's really fantastic. And it all happened in the back of a cab.
Now, because we know Buzz is familiar with swinging.
That's how that show got started. Exactly.
And then it's on Taxi Cab Confessions.
Right. Yeah, well, that was the springboard of Taxi Cab Confessions.
So, listen, this is just too confusing to tell you that it's about swingers, but it's also about hurricane relief. There is there's a couple in Maui. I think Beth Ann has them on the phone. They'll be joining us in just a second.
All right.
Here's what they're doing.
What?
They're a mature couple. First names are Janet and Sasha. Even though it's a male and a female.
Right.
Sasha's a guy.
Must be, yeah.
They're a bi couple, and they're creating a community of 6 to 12 adult lovers in the jungle overlooking Maui.
Oh.
This community is open to Katrina refugees.
Oh,
so if you are displaced by the hurricane, you can live in paradise. It says, live in paradise in a conscious, trantic, there's that word again.
Tantric, yes.
Tantric, yes.
Oh,
yes.
The tantric sex.
Meditative, psycho-spiritual community.
Yes.
You must be kind, honest, loving, open-minded, spiritual, neat, clean, tidy, reliable. Anyway, it's people like you, Buzz, open-minded people like you.
Well, when you said mature, Don, do you mean older?
Yes.
Elderly?
That's what he means.
This is what we'll find out.
Okay. Not necessarily elderly, but not kids.
So, all right. Yeah. People of New Orleans come to experience moisture and mold of another kind.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Buzz,
yes.
Beth Ann tells me that they're on the line,
uh-huh,
from Hawaii. Here is, I don't know if it's both of them, Janet, Sasha?
Janet? Sasha, are you there?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Oh,
aloha.
There we are. Kids, please say hello to our friend Buzz. And welcome now to Swinging Burbank Style. This is where we just let Buzz go and kind of freelance.
He'll have all the right questions.
Buzz goes freeballing here.
Yes.
Buzz goes commando here.
Hi, Janet. Hi, Sasha. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you, Buzz?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, I'm approaching 52 years old, I believe. And
62.
I'd be curious, how old are you guys?
I'm 51.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we're about the same age. Sasha?
I'm 65.
Okay, a little bit older. And that's what you mean by a mature couple? You're a bisexual couple. Each of you is bisexual, right?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I understand that you're working on developing some kind of commune there in the jungles of Maui.
We like to call it a community.
A community, all right.
I guess it says bi. I didn't realize that.
There will be, a half a dozen or 12 people.
65 and bi.
Do you have any of those people already?
Well, our vision is a dozen people. Go ahead. You say something, honey.
So a dozen people, uh-huh, is our vision is. Right now, we're
creepy.
You know, we bought the houses next to us, and we're remodeling and making it
like Bill Murray.
Like he's interested to have their own bathroom and their own bedroom.
Who's Brad Wilson?
I think he sounds a little like Alan Thicke, actually. Oh. I heard a little Alan Thicke in there.
They can't hear us.
Yeah,
they
so
can't
hear us. We better be comfortable.
No, they can hear you.
We've got some
us.
People that we're interviewing and trying to work out the logistics, you know, when they're going to come. But we still have some
like
openings.
You do it
and,
Rumpy Humpy in the Jungle.
How long ago did you decide to do this? And the reason I'm asking here is I would think your 6 or 12 would already be, pardon the expression, filled up by now.
Well, we just acquired the land next to us, and, uh-huh. and we are, you know, this is a
creeps.
It's a big commitment to live with people.
Next
so
to
we're
their
taking
house.
A long time to interview people, really see that they're
Shakes parties
ecologically
in the yard.
Concerned to live harmoniously on the land. And in our community, they have to be open to processing so that whenever... there's something emotional that comes.
Plus, you're going to have to ask them about the refugees from the hurricane.
People living together and cooperating.
Was it this guy?
Economically,
well, he's
but
the one that's all excited, even though he's the older one.
Hey. Mature. It's not a number of years.
Doesn't it matter if you're 23?
Bisexual, 65-year-old guy.
So yeah. Wants to open up his bought the land next to his house.
They have to be a good fit, in other words. They have to fit into the group.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Gerald Fitzpatrick.
We call it polyamory, but when you're dealing
Patrick Fitzgerald.
With since people are raised in a certain model.
How could you have sex with these people? Not unless you shut them off.
Having strong emotions.
You think she goes into a gimp cage at night?
Or even sometimes because it's a very sexual situation.
Way to go, honey. You did a good job in that interview.
Now get in your cage.
Now,
just jump in, Buzz. Just jump in.
Explain to me, if you could, the connection. What is the connection with the hurricane victims? How might they fit into this?
They're desperate.
This is for basically people who are ready to make this move in their life anyway. They perhaps have been dating as a couple, or they've already
been blown away
of their relationship, and now they're open to really trying a social.
They've got no options. So in essence, we can run their lives,
Jackie.
We can brainwash them.
No home, no money,
and we're looking for people
come and live in our backyard.
Fiscally responsible and wanting to do this anyway, and maybe Katrina or Rita is the kick in the ass that they need to do what they've always wanted to be. They always wanted to be.
Try this for a slogan. It's not much drier here.
Hey, way drier
sounds,
here.
That sounds like he wants to go.
It's now, the rainforest, though.
Excuse
but
me.
Ask him some of the dirty stuff, like how many people they have sex with on a regular day. On a normal day. Average day.
Storm hasn't hit us in Maui since 1980.
You've been lucky, but it, you know, it could always happen. Now, I always believe that love between two people is a beautiful thing, but love between five people, sheer poetry. How many people might, in your situation, in your community, how many people might be physically involved at the same time?
A dozen. What we find is really high is when we have our tantric ritual.
Sure.
So the idea is to transcend our separate self-senses and to
possess such
how
long it's been since the volcano erupted.
With all humanity and with all that is. And we deliberately invoke each one of our energy centers. Or
I'd like to big surround myself with men and women.
And all these
ask him if he likes doing it with men or women better. And same with her, because they're bi.
Sure.
I mean, they play for both teams.
I would imagine he'd have a preference.
Play offense and defense.
The idea is to meditate on what we want for ourselves.
Meditate.
And world peace.
God.
Everything like that.
Now, each of you being bisexual, do either one of you lean more one way or another, or do you try to keep it split right down the middle, so to speak?
Zero leaning. I didn't discover I was bisexual until I was over 40.
Sure.
And a lot of American women are happening to themselves, too, especially as they branch into the alternative lifestyles like swinging and polyamory. So
polyamory.
I'm still exploring it. I've
found that.
That means if it's creepy, give it a name.
I've actually fallen in love with two women. It was interesting, too.
I'm wondering if Sasha ever forgets to wash it.
A woman as easily as I could with a man.
Now, swingers, as you know, have gotten kind of a bad rap. So let me ask you, let me try to dispel some of the myths. Are swingers generally as unattractive as they're depicted on HBO's Real Sex?
Wow. A person that is in a lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole range
nice
of
job.
Body types and ages.
You don't have to care.
Where in an ordinary monogamous.
But ask him if someone who is morbidly obese could join.
Just folks.
And what about like a really fat guy?
Morbidly obese.
As far as I'm concerned, uh-huh. Different people have different things.
Yes.
The body you're wearing is not nearly as important as what you're spirit is like and how you treat me. And
God bless
you. I don't care how old you are.
Why don't you ask for the details about their bodies?
I care how you treat me, for heaven's sake.
I know it's superficial, but just give us an idea of what you guys look like. What sort of picture might we paint in our minds?
I'm 5'2". I'm blonde hair, blue-eyed. I'm fit. Go ahead.
I'm built like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
He bike rides 20 miles a day. He's very fit. Goes to the bike rides to and from the gym.
Can't argue with that.
He keeps in shape. But we've been...
that's why I will be king of my backyard.
Workshops and seminars. We actually do the World Polyamory Association.
Bring me some refugees.
See, you know, a lot of...
Put them in the backyard.
Ask Janet if she sags like an unattended pineapple plant.
Seeing each other's souls. But physically attractive.
How could you have sex with someone that talks this much?
Now with especially with mature people, I have to ask: has Viagra reignited the swing scene? As far as you guys can tell.
Well, certainly it keeps the party going longer for people that don't know Tantra. But everyone that knows Tantra, men have complete.
So Sasha's never used Viagra.
Those different kinds.
So Sasha, you go the natural route, or sometimes one or the other.
We can do either, but yeah. Anyone that studies Tantra with us does not need that other stuff. But the other stuff is...
I dare to ask him if he pitches or catches.
The idea about Tantra is not that it's something you do instead of what you already enjoy.
These people, as Bon Jovi would say, you give swinging a bad name.
Get the bulldozer ready for the backyard. Yeah, we're putting in beds.
For a couple that might be thinking about joining you there, Sasha, if I say another bisexual couple, what might the man expect... pitching, catching, or both?
Nothing here is ever required.
Right.
It's just a matter of whether people like each other and choose to relate. Nothing is ever demanded or required of anybody.
So no means no. It doesn't mean yes, faster.
Correct.
Sasha,
if you ever
knew Jack Lord.
Their own boundaries and is responsible
or Tom
for their own, who they connect with.
Or Higgins.
Just, we don't make people
Hawaii
wrong
for
making any choices they make.
And really, just one other question, I guess. Do you know a guy named Cameron?
No.
No, okay. All right, well, Cameron. You may soon.
Okay, great.
That's my final question.
Cameron Gray?
Yeah.
The program.
Okay, have a thought.
I knew
that's a wild card right there. Might have been a little wishful thinking.
Say that again?
Is Cameron into swinging?
I don't know. No, I thought he might be interested.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know a guy. I may refer him to you.
Okay. Are we in trouble now?
No, not a bit.
But he might be. Bit.
Have you swung with Cameron?
No, absolutely not.
How do you know Cameron?
Anything else we can share with you about?
I don't know. I can't think of any other question.
How about how creepy you are?
Hey, well, just the idea is...
See, they can't hear
basic
it.
Basic idea like that. Being at choice.
Right.
This is your
choice.
Guy, how many years left to live?
It's a choice to wake up in the morning with me on you.
Right.
You know who he sounds like?
Right for you before.
Answer me these questions three.
Not the number of breaths you take, but the number of moments that take your breath away, right?
Essentially, seriously.
Did you walk around with that stuff just in your head?
I'm packing now. I should be there in about a week.
Okay, let's bid them adieu.
Hey, Janet, Sasha, thank you very, very much. And we wish you the best of luck with your community and hope you can somehow doubly help the victims of the hurricanes.
Thank you.
We
join
can.
Them for the smells of go. Native flowers
Aloha
and
from
ass.
Maui, Hawaii.
Very good. Aloha to you both.
Bye.
Happy. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go.
You know, we were trying to pepper buzz stuff, but you kept coming through with, like, your... And you don't have them written down.
I have a genuine question.
What was the breathless thing? What was that?
It's not the number of breaths you take. It's the number of moments that take your breath away.
He's the incurable romantic.
Sasha doesn't like to wash up.
I'm Sasha. I'm lying on you. I'm the king of the world.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I read that at the beginning, that they're bi, but it didn't even occur to me until we had started that. Like, mm-hmm. Bisexual means,
yes.
Oh, right, plugs into either outlet.
I'm built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's not a man I can't hold down.
He's 65. There ought to be a law. I swear to God.
Really?
I mean, in my eyes, bad enough for someone younger, but when you're 65, please.
Well, go work on the golf game, okay,
yeah, exactly.
Sasha?
Something.
And they're looking for... Are refugees. How about that? Hey, have you were you stuck in the convention center for a week?
In your moment of quiet desperation, we welcome you.
Are you young and hungry? Hungry?
It doesn't matter what your body type is, right, but you can stay in the airport terminal, fatty.
Hubsy, hubsy.
Janet will pick you up in the Land Rover. Janet's going to pick you up in the Land Rover, but leave the fat guy back by baggage claim. My name is Sasha.
How old are you?
I'm 65, and I'm built like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bye. And bye. Okay. Buzz?
Yes.
Being as you're the only one of us who has actual experience, would you say that they are typical swingers? Would they be eccentric swingers?
I think they're a little more spiritual than most, these two, Jen and
You
Sasha.
Don't need the blue pill with Tantra.
Or mirrors.
This will be quite a lot of fun. I bike 5 miles a day. I'll bike down to the airport and give you a ride to my compound. You can share a seat with me.
Honey, it's Sasha. Two fatties. But three people look like they haven't eaten for days.
Fantastic.
Some of the refugees.
Let us mount them during their desperate time.
Put them in the pen and help me with my truss.
I'm Sasha. Beware. Here I am. We decided in our elderly years we'd buy the property next door. Clear the yard. We're having a sexathon.
Since the stroke, I can go all night. All night.
All night.
It's not the breath you take, it's the moment they take your breath away. Isn't that right, Cameron?
Another one. And yeah, we have to wonder, Buzz,
yes,
why you brought the program
that
director's
was simply
name
a joke.
Or was it?
I did that for your benefit.
In comedy comes truth.
Or was it?
So how long have you been in radio, Cameron? I'm older.
My name's Sasha. Slip into these cuffs.
There you go. Yeah.
You look so thin.
Hey, the management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Donna Mike Show. Donna Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
There he is, swinger Cameron Gray.
Perhaps future.
Welcome, Cameron. Are you a victim?
What would you do for a mango?
Oh, smell the native flowers.
Okay, time for a commercial. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hello there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, my wife and I are swingers. We were down in North Carolina, and we went to a swingers party for New Year's Eve, and they had a nude room that you could go into and just kind of go in and watch, observe, take part,
right,
whatever.
The nude room.
The nude room.
Yeah.
Or as I call it, the living room.
No. But the nude room, you could go in, and there was this couple in there that started the club.
Uh-huh.
And they were in their late 80s. I'd say they had to be like 88.
Were their last names, was their last name Goss? It wasn't Pat and Bonnie, was it?
Thanks for joining us. Help yourself to some cheese.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Going to the swingers club is Liddy. Liddy's there with his pump.
Try the dip.
Now I will tell you that I'm not like a.
I know what you're going to say. You're not bi, but.
But. You couldn't help but look at this guy walking around with the walker in the nude room. This guy had nothing.
Faggot says what?
Wow.
And he's gone. Okay. Now there's lots of swingers calling. See what you've done, Buzz?
That's
see
about
what
you
made us do?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.